That's a radio station in Zimbabwe urging citizens to desist from using drugs. Authorities say drug abuse is a rising problem which they are facing to end, citing marijuana and crystal methamphetamine as the substances mostly used. Zimbabwean Information Minister Jenfan Muswere says the cabinet recently approved a review of fines from $30 to $400 or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 2 years for any business convicted of selling illicit drugs.
The fight against the scourge of drug and substance abuse will continue across all provinces of Zimbabwe. Monitoring, surveillance and law enforcement activities continue with a total of 2,373 individuals having been arrested, whilst 48 bases were identified, raided and destroyed in 6 provinces. Religious organizations have also embraced the fight against drug and substance abuse through campaigns encouraging particularly the youth to live drug-free lives.
Oscar Pambuka was recently released from jail after serving time for drug abuse, says more is needed to fight the vice, such as job creation. He says he started taking crystal meth after he and his wife divorced and he had no job. Pambuka says he lost more than 20 kilograms between 2016 and 2020, but started regaining weight after going to jail.
And I began to associate with new characters. They became my new friends. Within those associations, I fell in love with a drug called crystal meth during that time. It used to make me feel comfortable. It used to give me temporary joy, though it had its own repercussions. But during that period, it helped me maintain my emotional scars, which would be bedeviling me at that time. I thank God for the incarceration because there's weight loss, you lose the financial resources, the networks, you lose a lot of networks because a lot of people don't want to associate with druggies. You also lose your mental cavity.
Officials say Zimbabwe's economy has been impacted by US sanctions against the government for alleged corruption and human rights abuses in the early 2000s. Critics attribute the economic decline to corruption and bad policies by Harare. Inflation, meanwhile, is running at an annual rate of 55%, lower than the hyperinflation which plunged Zimbabwe in the past, but still high enough to make the cost of living difficult for most ordinary Zimbabweans. Representatives from government and UN agencies in Zimbabwe are expected to meet with President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Harare this Wednesday to devise a national action plan on drug and substance abuse. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.